All right, my friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, we take one of the Psalms from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we connect that Psalm to the daily Mass readings. Well, today is Friday in the fourth week of Easter. Yes, we're still in the Easter season. We celebrate for 50 days, which is awesome. And today is Psalm 2, which is a messianic psalm. So this is, of course, written by David. The first 41 psalms in all of book 1, all those psalms attributed to David. And so this is a psalm that's typically prayed during Christological feasts. So like the presentation of the Lord, or, you know, feasts that surround Jesus, your Sacred Heart of Jesus, things like that. This is when that's a feast or a solemnity, this is one of the psalms that's typically prayed, Psalm 2. And Psalm 2 is sandwiched in between, of course, we're still reading from Acts of the Apostles, which we've been doing for all of Easter, right? The first reading typically is from Acts of the Apostles, and the gospel is from John chapter 14. And so in the Acts of the Apostles, again from Acts chapter 13, Paul came to Antioch, and he was in the synagogue, right? Because, again, no churches back then. And so he had to go to places where the people were in order to proclaim, you know, the faith at that time. So he went to the synagogues where the people gathered. He said, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those among you who are God-fearing." So very interesting. So Paul understands that he's the apostle to the Gentiles, right? So, but he still goes to the place where the Jews gather, but he also is not addressing, he says, the children of the family of Abraham. So he's clearly addressing the Jews and those among you who are God-fearing. So those Gentiles who are searching for truth, who are, our hearts are open to embrace the message of Jesus. So those who are God, those who fear God. And again, I'm reading in English, so I can't see what the Greek or the Hebrew is, but God fearing doesn't mean being afraid of God. The Hebrew understanding in the Yare is honor, reverence, and respect. Yira, honor, reverence, and respect. Paul boldly proclaims that the word of salvation has been sent. And he talks about how the people fail to recognize Christ. But it's the same thing that happened in the Old Testament. He talks about how the prophets were condemned. And we read this Sabbath after Sabbath about how God tried to come to his people. The people initially accepted God's message, but then they didn't like the message of the prophet. And so they rejected the prophet. Sometimes they put them to death. Jesus, who is not just a prophet, he is God himself. He came to bring the good news of salvation, and he was killed and was put to death by Pontius Pilate. But he brings a message of salvation. God raised him from the dead, and he has come, had come up from Galilee to Jerusalem, and now we are his witnesses before the people. You know, so here's Paul. When he was, of course, Saul, a persecutor of the Christians, thinking he was being a good Jew, but now he's proclaiming the fullness of the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what does he do at the end of that passage, the first reading? He quotes from Psalm 2, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." Again, showing the fulfillment. Now, I'm sure this is also one of the Psalms on the road to Emmaus, when the two men encountered Jesus and they didn't recognize him until he broke the bread. But when it says Jesus broke open the scriptures and explained to them, you know, I'm sure he was showing all of the places allegorically in the Old Testament that pointed toward him, that pointed toward the fulfillment of the covenant relationship in the person of Jesus Christ. You know, I'm sure Psalm 2 was probably one of the psalms that Jesus spoke to them about on that road. And then the gospel reading, again, is from John chapter 14. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me." And he talks about, this is beautiful. This is typically a reading that sometimes read at funerals. You know, in my father's house, there are many rooms or many dwelling places. You know, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.